My teacher let me down.
I'm angry at the woman who used to be my spiritual teacher because she taught me to renounce the world and my family and to do spiritual practices in order to get God's grace. But after I devoted my life to serving her and gave her all my money, she didn't help me when I needed help.
She didn't help you, is that true?
There were many times when she didn't help me. And there are times when I can say, yes, she did help me. But I still can't get rid of the times that the anger comes up and I feel...
Let's slow it down, sweetheart. Let's move back to inquiry. Just answer yes or no. She didn't help you, is that true?
No.
Settle into that. Allow the mind to take it in. We don't like to hear the truth. It opposes what we believe. The mind's job is to run away from the questions and prove that what it believes is right. It's like a frightened child. So, sweetheart, how does it feel when you believe the thought, she took all my money and didn't help me?
I get very upset, disappointed, and I feel like she ruined my life.
Yes, honey. Who would you be without the thought, she didn't help me?
In a much more peaceful place. I wouldn't be so angry.
Yes. So she didn't help me turn it around?
I didn't help me.
Does that seem as true or truer?
Yes, it's truer.
Now find three genuine ways that you didn't help you.
I don't understand.
Did she make you stay?
No.
So that's one reason. Did you help yourself when you stayed with her, even though you were unhappy?
No, I didn't. Oh, I see. And she didn't make me give her all my money either. She said it would be good for me to do that.
Good. So that's two. You gave her your money, and you gave it with reservation. And when you did that, you weren't helping yourself.
That's true. And the third one is that I gave up my family.
Good, sweetheart. Did she make you do that?
I have to say no. She didn't force me to do anything.
You did all that because you wanted something from her. What was it?
I wanted God's grace, and I thought I could get it by doing the spiritual practices she recommended, like cutting off my family and giving her all my money. I thought she'd approve of me if I did all that.
You can earn God's grace by winning her approval. Is that true?
Well, now that I know that she's not really a spiritual person, no, it's not true.
Some people are more spiritual than others. Can you know that that's true?
At this point, I have my doubts. No, I can't know that.
How do you react when you believe that thought?
I feel like I'm not a spiritual person. I used to run around trying to be calm and humble, doing whatever I could to please the most spiritual person I could find. I pretended not to be angry when I was. It was a lot of effort.
I'm not spiritual, so I'll act spiritual.
Right. I thought I had to work really hard for it.
So who would you be, living your life without the belief that some people are more spiritual than others?
I'd have a lot of free time.
And a lot more money.
I wouldn't be constantly trying to be like someone else. I guess I'd just get on with what was in front of me to do.
That sounds spiritual and free. Maybe freedom is just an ordinary, happy woman. I invite my children to make friends with being ordinary. It's a very nice place to be. I'm not more than or less than. I'm just me. It's a wonderful thing to be what I am anyway. I've always been just me, but I was the last to know that it was all right.
I wish I could feel that way.
So you need to get someone else's approval to have God's grace. Is that true?
No, it couldn't be.
You need to get God's grace. Is that true?
I want God's grace, but I don't think I could ever be good enough to get it.
What would you have if you had God's grace?
I'm not sure. I think it would be like being in a state of grace myself. Everything would seem perfect, but I can't really imagine it.
And how would you feel if you had your teacher's approval?
Right now, it wouldn't mean anything to me, but then it would have meant the world. It would have been such bliss.
Like God's grace?
What? Oh, that's true. They were the same in my thoughts. Both of them were supposed to take away my unhappiness.
So, I need God's grace. How do you react when you believe that thought?
Unhappy. I feel unworthy and desperate, as though I were cast out of heaven and would do anything to get in.
Including giving up your family and giving all your money to your teacher?
Right, that's exactly what I felt.
Oh my, sweetheart, here's how I get God's grace. I put this teacup down, and then I pick it up. This is perfection and total approval from all directions. I'm so grateful to be sitting here with you holding this cup. I can't imagine anything better. Who would you be without the thought you need God's grace?
I'd be right here smiling at you, just the way I am. What a fool I've been.
And who are you without the thought that you've been a fool?
My smile gets bigger.
Yes, you get to be a holy fool. Everything you've done, your whole past, was necessary for you to come here and have that smile. Just stay for a while with the experience that brought it to you, the state of being you without the thought that you need to seek anything. It is the grace of God. No one can give you that or take it away. Only uninvestigated thoughts can take it away. Thoughts like, I have to earn God's grace. And thoughts about how your teacher made you do things. How could that be? She didn't make you stay. You stayed for love. If I had a prayer, it would be this: God, spare me from the desire for love, approval, and appreciation. Amen. So I need God's grace. Can you turn that around?
I don't need God's grace?
How can you need what you already have? I love that you're beginning to see that, sweetheart.